Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Did you happen to see that documentary about the creator of Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah, I think I was actually in that.
Were you in that?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by all of my co-hosts.
Welcome.
To my right, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What up?
To his right, Napier. And to his right, the computer that is Travis.
Pussy farts,
it's me, the
pizza.
Computer, Travis.
Hi, computer Travis.
Hello.
And all this time, I thought you were just a voice.
To contact the show, 309-740-1430. We have so much to talk about. A couple days ago, guys, it was Halloween.
Yeah.
What?
How did you celebrate?
I picked up a blocker from Total Hockey.
Yeah?
I didn't have my Chinese party till the following day.
Oh, so you could get discount stuff?
No, that's just when they planned it, whoever was hosting the party.
No, that's after Halloween. That's not the right time.
Why?
You do it a week before or you don't do it.
Yeah, no, Halloween's over.
I don't know, November 1st seems reasonable enough for me.
It isn't.
I bet Travis did something really fun. I see, this is what's going to happen. We're going to do this whole thing where like we all had boring plans. Travis is going to have this lavish, exciting thing. I bet he dressed up in something fancy. He had like the whole family. What'd you do, Travis?
I didn't dress up this year.
Really? I'm shocked.
Is this the first year in, like, multiple years?
In 4 years with the kids trick-or-treating. Usually I dress up every year, but for some reason Halloween, like, snuck up on me this year. I was worried about getting the children their costumes, and before you knew it, it was Halloween time, and I didn't have any time to plan.
Well, I'm sure you could have busted something out of the house.
Do you think that there's a chance that the reason you didn't feel quite in the Halloween spirit is because Napier absolutely ruined the end of Spooky Month?
That might have something to do with it.
You think that has something to do with it?
It might, yeah, because I think if the week would have kicked off with that excellent Napier Sexy Storytime Freddy edition, and we would have been able to, you know, finish her out right, I think maybe I would have been jazzed for the Halloween day, like 4 days later.
In my defense, the person who actually ruined Halloween was Travis's internet service provider.
There might have been a storm or something. I don't know.
Well, guys, I'm in a bit of a mood tonight.
Yeah?
So, I mean,
Mike's in a mood?
Let's just start off with the positive stuff. I mean, do you want to just go ahead and crown the victor of Travis's Spooky Box Presents the Flat Drunk Competition?
Sure.
2014.
Did Victor submit something? I thought Victor
did not submit, but there will be a victor of the Flat Drunk Contest.
Was it the lady with the boobs?
Well, there was a submission in between boobs, which is a great submission.
I concur.
We had, it looks like, 13 entries in the Flat Drunk Contest.
That's not bad for the inaugural contest.
No. And guys, I'm happy to announce that between now and December 31st, you can submit flat drunks for our December flat drunk contest.
So that's 2 full months.
2 full months of excitement. And what
that's
are we
a lot
calling
of planning
that
time?
What are we calling that, Travis?
Is it what was it? Is
Travis
it Travis's
Holly Jolly Box?
Christmas Dreams to Remember. We have working titles. We'll figure it out.
So, I mean, me and Travis were kind of talking about it a little bit. We got some great submissions. We got a couple drunk at a fast food place. We got drunk at Washington, D.C. Got drunk at Guitar Center. Drunk in an elevator. We have 2 drunks fucking, which is, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Totally.
We have Drunk in a Pocket. I believe the caption had an Alanis Morissette theme. We have Drunk in a Medical Examiner's Office, Drunk on a Date with a Witch. We have two Haunted House Drunk submissions, and good old Jay submitted Drunk Hanging Out with Him and His Skeleton with Sunglasses Friend. But I think my favorite, my personal favorite, is Drunk at the Screamin' Beaver Tube Slide. So, I mean, that's my pick for Travis's Spooky Box.
I think Travis is gone.
Goodbye, Travis.
Well, no, we decided that we're just not going to pay attention. If Travis goes away, he goes away.
Yeah.
Travis will make his way back to us.
I like boobs.
You like boobs?
I like boobs. Plus one for boobs.
Plus one for boobs. Drunk. I mean, looking him over. I mean, this is, like I said, this is my favorite. The Screaming Beaver. See, because it encapsulates the spirit of the contest.
Absolutely.
I wanted Drunk to experience the world. And I mean, Drunk did experience a pair of knockers, which is great.
Excellent as great.
But I mean, Drunk, you're probably never going to go to the Screaming Beaver.
Yeah, 406. Right? I don't even know where that's at.
So, I mean, like, as far as what the contest was, I think that Drunk at the Screaming Beaver Tube Slide is my favorite.
My favorite was the medical examiner's office. I thought that was perfect, just a perfect setting for him.
I do like the medical examiner's office as well. And the elevator is kind of intriguing as well.
You like the elevator too?
It's okay, yeah.
Okay, so I guess the only way to do it then, since because two people got, or one person got two votes, right? The medical examiner, I guess, got two votes.
Well, I didn't say that I didn't like the tube slide either. I'm agreeing with both of you.
Okay. Well, both of those are the same person. So is that the winner?
Oh, I think they're both the same person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be the winner. Yeah.
So congratulations. Your Travis's Spooky Box will be in the mail. I guess she has to send us.
We'll need her info.
Her info.
Which is not creepy.
Yeah, just send some random dudes your
address. Your address, and we'll send you your...
I mean, hey, dude, we're reputable. We have a podcast.
What's the best time to come to your house when you're not there and to surprise you?
Well, guys, I'm in a bit of a mood.
Excellent.
And I guess we could get right into it, just because, like, I like Unfit for FM.
So does
there
most people.
They're our friends. They're good guys.
That's Napier's favorite show.
Yeah.
The thing that irritates me about Unfit for FM is, like, I mean, Anchor's in our chat room every week. I mean, Anchor doesn't hate our show. He can't, because he's in the chat. He wouldn't show up every week if he hated the show, right? Right.
Diabetes dude, he showed up every once in a while.
But they goddamn refuse to just compliment you. They can't just say, hey man, you did a good show this week, or hey man, this is a good idea. They have to like shit on you and then like put a flag in the shit.
They sound like good friends.
No, they're not good friends. They're bad friends.
Oh, because all of my friends used to take my equipment outside when I was little and throw it out onto the rink and make me go outside in my tidy whities and show my ding dong to people.
It's this goddamn internet. I'm so burnt out on goddamn internet radio and all these shitheads. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of listening to a goddamn internet radio show where all they do is compliment themselves. They tell one joke and then they high-five each other and talk about how they're the best show because they told that one good joke. You're like, God, we're so goddamn funny. That's why we're the best, you guys, because we tell great jokes like that.
Ain't that kind of what we do?
No,
we don't compliment anything any of us do.
We don't ever compliment ourselves, ever. And you know what? We're better than most people.
Yeah.
Most of the people that do this are fucking terrible at it. I would say 85% of internet radio shows and podcasts suck.
And we're part of that 85%.
No. You know what? I don't compliment us very often. I don't say good things about us. I self-deprecate a motherfucker.
Usually you...
But you know what, Drunk?
Yeah.
We're pretty fucking good at this.
So...
I say the same thing each time I masturbate. It's
great.
Didn't
you want to quit last week?
I do. I want to quit all the time because when a show doesn't meet my goddamn standards of what a good show is, I'm irritated about it. But our worst show is better than most people's good shows. And I fucking mean that. And I won't say it again. I'll go back to, oh, guys, we suck in 5 minutes. But I'm so fucking fed up with these goddamn... damn other shows, and everybody shits on everybody, and everybody that's their cool thing to do. Oh, that these other shows, they are dog shit. I guess that's kind of what I'm doing.
Isn't it? That is what you're doing.
That's exactly
what I'm doing. But I pump these goddamn motherfuckers' tires all goddamn day. I take on this nice face of retweeting other people. People don't retweet shit for us.
Yeah,
that's because we're not funny.
So I do this goddamn Radio FUBAR thing, and I try so hard, and I didn't want anything to do with helping Radio FUBAR. I wanted nothing to do with it. Unfit for FM came to me after one of Frank's meltdowns, where Frank was saying, I'm gonna pull the plug on the whole thing. I mean, about every 3 months we get a, I'm gonna pull the whole plug on the whole thing.
Well, that's probably when the bills come in.
Yeah,
I would do the same fucking thing.
Enough people don't interact, and he gets mad, and after one of them he says, I'm closing the doors, and Unfit for FM guys came to me. This goes back to Unfit for FM being great friends. They both came to me and
they're still great friends.
Mike, we got to talk to Frank. We can right the ship. We can help Frank get Radio FUBAR back on track. We can do it. You know, the three of us will just come to him and we'll say, Frank, we're willing to help. And I was like, okay. So I goddamn join in the cavalcade that's going to come save Radio FUBAR. And we talk Frank off the ledge and we say, hey man, we're going to help. You know, we're going to join your staff. And you know, you're going to be the main guy in the staff, and then we're going to help. And then, like, 2 minutes into the goddamn staff thing, Unfit for FM up and leaves. They say, oh, we're just going to go independent. We figured, why help Radio FUBAR when we could just help ourselves? And I was like, oh, thanks. So I'm sitting here with my dick in my hand, and I'm going to help Frank now. When I didn't really want anything to do with helping Frank to begin with. I just wanted to do our show. But I had ideas. I helped. I thought I was being very helpful. I mean, you know, I promote all the other shows on Twitter. I run the Radio FUBAR Facebook and Twitter accounts. I get the emails from people saying, you know, hey, we want to join FUBAR. And like, I send them to Frank. I'm like, hey, Frank, you know, this show, you know, what do you think? And I listen to it and I say, you know, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. And so, like, I feel like I've helped a lot. Could just be my perception of things, but I feel like I've helped a lot. So this fucking thing pops up on Facebook on the 30th.
Yes.
And Frank asks for more help. And he sends out this big
Mike
thing
more help
about all of the things that he wants people to help do. And most of them are things that I currently do.
Maybe he wants to give you a break.
So, like, I jokingly said, oh, am I being fired? I mean, of course I'm not being fired. That would be silly, right?
No, you're not employed.
And so this big long thread comes out because we're assholes. We're all assholes. And we're all joking about how I was fired. And it was funny. And about 10, 15 posts down, Frank goes, well, if you guys are going to make jokes about this, then maybe I should just pull the plug. I'm like, God damn it. The pull the plug thing comes up again. I just feel like we're always right on the edge. Like he's got his hand on the plug, just waiting to yank it.
Like if the kids are bad.
If the kids talk back, I'm pulling the goddamn plug.
Just taking the dog out for a drive, you know, by its throat.
I try to make the station bigger. I try to be a team guy. I just feel like, what am I doing this for? Why are we doing this? Why are we associating ourselves with all these other goddamn podcasts? I mean, like, you realize...
Well, some of them are our friends.
You realize we're doing something that is just internationally mocked.
Yeah.
I mean, podcasters are fucking nerds. Am I wrong?
Some of them are very wealthy nerds.
I don't pay attention to any of that because I'm not a geek.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
You feel better now, buddy?
I do. I just
don't understand why you're mad at Unfit for FM for all that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired of Unfit for FM shitting on us all the time. Because they're our friends.
Yeah, they wanted to make the relationship work.
No, here's the thing. Fuckers.
Mike, I can't have you shit on my co-host for our selfie podcast that we're starting soon for season 2.
You guys like us. You obviously like us.
Mandy
does.
You're
here every week, Anchor. You don't dislike our show. So just fucking send me some goddamn encouragement every now and then.
Well, he's not your lady friend.
Everything's got to be backhanded. Can't just say, oh, good show this week. It's got to be, well,
yeah,
I mean, you guys fucking suck, but I mean, as far as fucking suck goes, you're among the better of the fucking sucks.
But our show was terrible last week.
It was.
Did you even edit that?
No, it was like, this is what I got. Anchor sends me a message. He says, hey, you know, we really wanted to shit on your flat drunk contest. We really just wanted to call it a big pile of dog shit and say it was shitty. But it's not that bad of an idea.
Yay!
Well, thanks, Anchor. Thanks for the compliment. And then we got these fuckwads before the Furnacast talking shit about people. Who the fuck are they?
I don't know who they are. Like, who are they?
I don't know.
Dude, that's not like way early, man.
I know.
It's like 6 o'clock. Who listens to internet radio at 6 o'clock?
Nobody drunk. To answer your question...
Who listens to it at 8 o'clock on Mondays?
Nobody drunk. Nobody. We're all just doing this for no reason.
No. Starry's in there.
We're wasting our fucking times. And I send out all these tweets. Hey, guys. You should come by and check it out this week. And you know what? Nobody gets it. It's the same fucking people every week. So why am I doing it?
Well, Mike, you don't really...
Why do I send out 7 tweets on Mondays so that the same 5 people can come here every week? They know when to come.
Mike, you're missing the diamonds from all the shit. You forgot. We almost got drunk laid by a hooker. I mean, that is worth 2 years of this on its own. We did good things.
I mean, Travis, do you have thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I have a fun time doing it, and I just think that the whole community as a whole is just a really good place to be a part of, and, you know, I don't really have...
The community as a whole is dog shit, Travis.
I don't really have a negative thought one way or another. I think that Unfit for FM is great, and Anchor has been really good to me. We're going to be doing the selfie podcast.
Travis.
I think that PTR Radio that was on before, I thought they were good, because if you say who listens at 5, 6 o'clock, there's different time zones. You know, people can jump in. I just think that if we just really embrace this whole community of podcasts, internet radio thing, I just think it's beneficial for all of us.
Such an optimistic person. That's how you used to be, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Now you're a cynical shit.
I'm becoming... I mean, is that what I need to do? Is that what I need to... Is that the key to success, is to tell one joke and then compliment myself for telling that one joke for the rest of the show? And, like, I fake it until people think, oh, this guy says he's really good at this.
Well,
he must be.
How else are you going to fill 30 minutes?
By telling fucking jokes! I tell a joke, I hope people laugh at it, and then I tell another joke.
We're not jokes.
How can you hear them laughing, though?
I can't, drunk. I just have to have that in me to just know that they're laughing. It's time to pause. Give them time to laugh at my hilarious anecdote while I compliment myself.
I thought we did the show so that I could come over and drink.
Speaking of which, you motherfucker, you bought these Angry Orchard things.
Yeah.
You didn't like them.
No, I liked some of them.
You didn't like them.
No, I didn't like the ones I got.
You didn't like them. You brought them over here. You said, I don't like these. I'm not going to get these again. So why did you bring more? Why did you go buy more if you didn't like them the first time?
No, I like the crisp apple.
So he gets the variety pack, and it's like, you know, I get the powdered and the fucking chocolate and the crumb. He's like, hey, eat these crumbs. I like the fucking powdered and the chocolate.
You know, like you go buy a six-pack of something you don't like, and then like you have five of them in your fridge that you try to like pawn off on people when they come over?
Absolutely.
I feel like that's what Napier's doing. Napier's bringing over more beers and saying, hey, I like these. You want another one? I'm like, no, I didn't like the first one.
Well, I like the crisp apple. Those were good.
You should try the Sinful. Those are
I haven't had that
fantastic.
One
fantastic.
I like the one that Mike's drinking. I like that one, too. I didn't like the ones we originally bought. Those were not good.
Speaking of fed up, guys. Speaking of fed up, this fella in Florida.
Yeah? So we're not going to talk about Unfit for FM and how they're bad friends.
No, they are. They're horrible friends.
I think they're very good
They left
friends.
Me with my dick in my hand. They went independent.
We can so go
now
independent.
What am I supposed to do?
Do you want to go independent? Is that what you're getting at?
We can. You know what? I don't even care anymore.
You know, Mike.
Is the live show too much pressure on you? You just want to go back to not being live?
You think, no, because then I won't ever do it. We learned that we have to be live. The only way that we're going to do it is if we have a set time every
week
that we do.
That's true.
I think you're scorned. And you feel like a jilted lover?
I enjoy the interactivity with people. That's probably one of my favorite parts of doing this, is having people in the chat room interacting with us while we do it.
Absolutely.
What I'm trying to say is that Unfit for FM got you pregnant with this burden that you didn't want, and like a 16-year-old lady, you're going to have to raise it.
Travis, you got a blowjob today?
Really?
What?
In Travis, the chat room, somebody says you got a blowjob today.
Did you get a blowjob?
Who did?
You did.
It says Travis got a blowjob today.
Who said that?
Why would Jay put that in the chat if it wasn't true?
Travis the Embracer.
Did Jay give you the blowjob?
Travis got a blowjob today.
I didn't. I would have liked to have.
I mean, wouldn't we
all?
Well,
the night's still early, I guess. I mean,
Travis, why didn't you get a blowjob today, buddy? Why would Jay say that if it wasn't true?
You should try harder.
You know what it is? It's another one of those goddamn internet radio shows trying to sabotage us.
Travis, when was the last time you browbeat your woman into giving you a sucky?
Oh, constantly. That's the only way it happens. You know what I mean? Like, you really just gotta lay the guilt trip down and say, you know how much I like these things. Why won't you just do it?
Guys!
And then about 2 weeks later, it happens.
I don't know what direct. Do you want to stay on internet radio and podcasting, or do you want to change directions?
I want to tell Napier real quick. I started using a vape pen.
Oh, cool. How's it going?
I love it. I love it very much, and I've smoked like half the cigarettes that I normally do, and I think this might be my ticket to quit.
You know what's really fun? Whenever you're getting your suck on, like also start whacking it. And that way, when you jizz, you can blow the smoke onto your babies and give them a rock opera-style entrance into the world.
Oh, couldn't you just do that with a cigarette?
No, you can. It's better smoke with the cigarettes for that.
Have you ever tried smoking while you're whacking it? The little hot ashes go everywhere.
Well, sometimes it depends on where you have your head positioned. I like to tip my head back also, but like back far enough so the ashes fall over my head and not like on my head.
Mike, do you still squish your children out of your belly hole?
Oh, when I masturbate?
Yeah.
No. It doesn't really get to my belly button anymore. I think it's gotten older and lazier. It just kind of falls like at the base of my pubis. I go shower it off.
He's got weak stream, remember?
Do you
used to fill my belly button and then I would splash it out.
But now it just gets stuck in your man hair. Do you ever get it matted? You gotta like comb it out like nasty hair gel. Gotta comb out your babies.
Yeah. You gotta soap it up real good.
Yeah, I hate that because it gets all like tacky, like old Elmer's glue. It gets stuck on your junk.
You're deviating from.
Does anybody remember when masturbation was like the whole experience was fun and it wasn't just like a means to an end? Remember when it just was like good the whole way and it wasn't just trying to force that ending?
Yeah, I like to put.
Let me ask you a question, Travis.
Yeah. Now, okay.
I'm sorry. I know we were on a thing. But me and you were talking to Mandy Weaver.
Blandy Weaver.
Like 45 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. She was going to call in.
She was going to like come join us.
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, there she is. She's right there.
Like 20 minutes ago, she said she was going to be on. And so she's been in chat. She's been chatting. Why is she not on the goddamn show?
She was probably intimidated by your rant, I bet you.
Yeah, dude, you scared the ladies away with your anger.
No. If you say you're going to be on my goddamn show...
See, there it is,
at 8:15...
Mike,
you get
you're doing
on the
it again.
Fucking show at 8:15!
You're doing it again. They're afraid of you. Like, they think that they're going to have to, like...
She's 15 minutes late,
corner.
Napier!
Does that mean you should hit her with a belt no wider than your thumb?
You brought this upon yourself! You brought this upon yourself.
What if I had some points I wanted, some finer points in this discussion that I wanted to talk to Mandy about?
How many points are you giving Mandy tonight? I might take the spread on that.
You can't talk about Mandy's spread. Mike, you don't seem as happy as you should be. When you're surrounded by your friends... the Furnacast.
And Dandy Weaver.
Did you hear that the guy from Static X died?
Hello?
Mandy, the guy from Static X died.
Mandy, did
Hold
you
on.
Oh, I mean, we're not doing anything. Don't worry about it.
Hold on.
Yeah. No, I mean, no problem. Take your time.
Hold on.
Hold on. What the fuck?
So Static X died today. Or yesterday.
Hi.
They said it wasn't drug related.
What the fuck is she doing?
She's going to be an erection judge tomorrow.
God, Hold she on. Sounds like drunk.
There's an erection judge?
Yeah.
No, guys. Give this a second.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Harry.
I can hear you guys.
You can?
I couldn't hear you a minute ago.
Mike was yelling about things.
I was
about
to say, he didn't miss much. It was just Mike. Screaming.
Oh, well, no. Well, I heard that part. But then I was like, should I call in? And everybody in chat was like, no, don't call in. Mike's on a roll. So I didn't.
Mandy, what do you think? Aren't you just beaten down by the whole thing? You guys don't even do live shows anymore.
We haven't been doing live shows anymore.
Is it just because whole internet radio thing is just getting you down?
It will get you down. It'll beat you down. It'll, make you feel like you can't go on anymore. But what you've got to do is you've got to take the straps on your boots, pull them right up, and just keep on marching forward.
Mandy, why were those pudgy little pricks saying that you guys were uncured meat? What does that mean?
I don't know because I heard this secondhand, but what I do know is... They don't know me like that.
They don't know you like that, bro. Mandy Weaver.
Mandy, have you been partaking in the spirits tonight?
No, but I took an Ambien.
Nice. Oh, that's what it is.
Mandy, Ambien are you going to fall asleep on the show?
Ambien is so delicious.
Mandy, do you snore?
Mandy, when you take an Ambien, do you try to force yourself awake and then try to pleasure yourself while you're doing that?
No, I just try not to pleasure myself.
In general?
You don't pleasure yourself?
Is that because Jesus is watching?
No, it's because I have a husband, and he requires a lot of attention, so I just save
is
that.
Is he afraid that she might lose her angel wings?
So, I mean, like, he's never, like, working, like, a long night, and, like, you're at home by yourself, and you're feeling kind of frisky?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Like, never, ever, ever.
No, never. Like, never, ever.
Wow. Mandy never, is ever, not ever, a sexual ever. Being.
Mandy, why are you not a sexual being? You need to get in touch with that shit.
I am blushing and uncomfortable.
Find your chakra. You know what I mean?
Is that like your clit?
Mandy, do you ever...
Don't gloss over that, Mike.
We are the Y-boners.
So I think we can make like a drop out of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, next thanks week. For joining us, Mandy.
Mandy, do you ever wear outfits?
I have a French-made outfit.
Do you?
That I have worn two different times.
Two different times.
Two separate occasions.
Do you play the whole like thing? Do you like come in and like clean stuff and like bend over and like, oh, there's some dust down here.
Oh, what is this we have here? A weave a penis?
It looks dirty.
Let me clean it with my mouth. Is that your wee wee?
Guys, I'm
this
in a little.
This is going
I'm in
to
a
be
little,
costing extra.
I'm in a little bit better mood now.
That's good.
My lady friend got me an outfit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got?
A $25 roll of duct tape.
Does she start at your head?
No, you're going to have to explain this.
Oh, the duct tape was for me.
She why starts did, at your head, wrapping it around.
That didn't help. That didn't help at all.
Oh, I made myself a little cock sock out of the duct tape. Gave a little tin man dance.
A little more girth?
Yeah.
I certainly hope that you lined the inside of it with more duct tape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, that would be...
You didn't actually put duct tape on your wanger, did you?
No, not before I had sex.
Oh, you...
Napier,
I thought that's
got it. Saying he real it. Things. What is he
I
saying?
I had to take off my headphones. I was confused.
I'm trying to reset the moment.
I didn't
moment.
Know it's because I needed a cigarette or I'm a little too high for this right now.
Wait, I'm even more confused now that I hear that he put it on after the sex. Because
so you
it
had
seems
sex.
Like,
yes.
That seems counterproductive.
Right.
You got some duct tape.
Yes.
And you put the duct tape on your wanger.
Yes.
Like you wrapped it around? You didn't yeah. actually do this. This is like a joke thing.
Yes.
This is a bit.
Oh! You had us going there for a second.
Napier, that was the funniest joke ever. High five. Yeah.
God, we're good at this. That's why we're the number one internet radio show in the world.
On Mondays at 8 o'clock.
Because jokes like that.
We're awesome.
Duct tape wangers, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after the break.
I was trying to imagine a sexy outfit yeah. made out of duct tape and
Travis said we're going to break. I thought we were actually going to break.
I was
going to
make a timey up joke, but it didn't seem like it was going to be a good one.
No, we got to congratulate ourselves at least 4 or 5 more times before we tell another joke.
Mandy, how awesome are we?
I'd say maybe like a 10 out of 10.
See?
Well,
just conservatively.
That, yeah, real conservative, because I would give us at least a 12 out of 10.
You don't think that's conceited?
Didn't you just hear those jokes that we just had? Remember that joke that Napier had, and then I had one, and then you had one? You guys?
His wiener!
Yeah, his wiener joke.
You had it in a duct tape!
And then you riffed on the chakra thing, and after Mike's rant, I mean, I think all that was really good. And if everybody else could do as good as we did, then they'd maybe be as good. But they suck, and we're really good.
Guess what else? Guess what else?
Yeah.
This was a really awesome recap of all the awesome stuff that we just did.
God, and that
so
recap,
congratulations
I think,
for that!
Yeah. Mandy, and I think you recapping the fact that we just recapped it, I think that was probably one of the best parts of the show.
You know how I said that I was in a better mood?
Yeah.
It's over now.
Radio FUBAR. Radio F***ed up beyond all recognition.
Stay on him, Titus. You better stay on him.
Titus, I mean, what you see is what you get.
Titus saw his life flash before his eyes.
How do you spell winter and Titus in words?
T-I-T-U-S.
Titus the Noncast, Tuesday nights, only on Radio FUBAR.
Now do you see? So few against so many. This is a triumph for our mighty
wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'll save it for air then.
Oh no, we're on.
What?
No, no, weird news. Let's do it.
Are we on for realsies?
For realsies.
Okay. But where's Travis?
No,
Travis
no, no,
is
no,
here.
No, no, Mandy, it's just me what? And you. Weird
okay.
news.
We're newsing around. We're gonna weird newsing. A Florida teacher called cops to report that a 5-year-old student had again groped her in the vagina, according
Ooh.
To a police report. The educator told investigators that it was the second time the boy, a student at the Blanche H. Daughtry Elementary School in Bradenton, had grabbed her. She contacted police to document the child's behavior, which the woman said had, quote-unquote, escalated and, quote-unquote, become aggressive and vulgar in the past 2 weeks. While the boy is not identified in the report, he is likely a kindergartner at the school, which runs through the fifth grade. According to its website, the school prepares students for academic success and life as a responsible adult. No charges were filed in connection with the reported October 9th groping.
So did she get her vagina touched on?
Yes, he groped it.
Groped it.
And she says, in the vagina. So I don't know if he actually fingered her or...
See, that doesn't seem like grope. That seems more like a poke.
Yeah.
Like a...
She's,
can you not say... Can you not say, give her a finger in?
Well, what was she wearing?
You said she was 9?
No, she was a teacher.
Oh.
Oh, well then, yeah.
The student was
no,
5.
No, Mandy, I think we're confused. Read the whole story again.
A Florida teacher called cops to report that a 5-year-old student had again, quote-unquote, groped her in the vagina. It said groped her in the vagina. And then she contacted police to document that the child's behavior, which the woman said had, quote-unquote, escalated and become aggressive and vulgar the past 2 weeks.
So if he wasn't so aggressive about it, it'd be okay?
But it started out with him just screaming in the middle of class, "Show us your titties!" And then it escalated from there.
And this is a 5-year-old?
Yes, it certainly
I
is.
I love this kid. We need to get him on the show.
Call up
a
5-year-old.
He's a vagina groper.
Hey, yeah, aren't we all,
me
really?
Me too.
At least I like to grope vagina every now and again.
At least he's not out trolling for dongers. I mean,
that's true. I mean, yeah. as a dad, you're not upset about this, are you?
I'm not a dad.
No, I mean,
sir,
like if you were this kid's
teacher's vagina.
Play along, God damn it! If you're this kid's dad, they send a note home. They said, "Dude, your son grabbed his teacher's vagina." I mean, you say, you know, well, good, right?
Well, how did he grab it?
Good thing, sir.
He groped in it.
Well, why was her vagina on display for him to grope
in?
In.
I don't know. That's a good question. Mandy, does it say in the article, go back and read it again, look for the part of the article where they detail why her vagina was on display. Can you find that part?
Actually, those details are rather vague.
What the father should have done is hand the teacher an aspirin and tell her to hold it between her knees.
Right. Kicking it out wide.
Slut. Quit showing your vagina to my son.
That's right. Obviously, she was putting out some kind of signals.
See, I mean, he's just picking up on that at an early age, that his teacher's a whore.
I wonder if he ever motorboated her.
I feel like he has.
I feel like that is something that he will do eventually, probably to that person.
I feel like that's the behavior that he was displaying before the behavior escalated.
So 5-year-old, that's kindergartner, right?
Yeah, I was seven in the first grade. So I think a 5-year-old would probably either be kindergarten or before kindergarten.
Probably before kindergarten.
My 5-year-old's in kindergarten.
Then kindergarten.
So we just solved it. Guys, we're doing such a good job. That's why we're the best.
We are equally the best of
the best
the show.
The biz.
Did you hear that part when Mandy read the news and then we riffed on it?
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Dude, we should do that every week.
I know. We should like find interesting news articles and then riff on them.
And then
I mean, we do that better than just about everybody. So why don't we do that every week, guys?
Then can we do squinches?
Did you guys know that there's 88% more arsenic in Rice Krispie treats than is allowed for children to consume?
So if I don't like my kids, I should feed them Rice Krispies.
Well, 88% more than is allowed.
So I should feed them 88% more Rice Krispies.
Which implies that there is some that is allowed.
Well, yeah, there's actually an allowable amount of rat feces.
I think there should be no arsenic in Rice Krispie treats.
Well, there can't be none.
They need to put me in charge of the FDA so I can institute a no arsenic in cereal.
Do you know how much money Rice Krispies would cost if there was no arsenic at all in them?
How much?
It'd be like $75 a box.
So you're saying that arsenic is a necessary evil?
It's a way of life.
If you had to enforce all that no arsenic stuff, then yeah, like the Rice Krispies, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. The Snap would cost you $25, the Crackle would cost you $25, and the Pop would cost you $25. $75.
I don't feel like it affects me at all, because I don't eat Rice Krispie treats.
I want to know where Travis is getting his $25 crack at.
Yeah, yeah, Travis, where are you getting these figures from, Mr. Figure Guy?
I got a website. It's the dark internet, the underground internet.
Arsenic, Watcher.com?
.org.
Oh, I thought it was .gov.
See, we have all these arsenic growers in the country, and they can't be out of a job.
Hey, you got, you know, it's the politicians. You know, the election day is upon us. You know, arsenic growers also have to get their due.
Tired of all the political stuff.
I am.
All the ads are really annoying. Fed up with it. There's a fella in Florida. Fucking drove around and took down all the signs. He just drove around all the neighbors' houses, and if they had a sign out front, he just went and took it. And he had like 240-something of them, and they caught him because people were complaining that he was picking up their garbage. I think they should thank him. Why do you need to put a sign out in front of your house saying who you're voting for? Just go vote for him.
Because you want to make a statement.
Don't make a statement. Shut up.
You want to put ads out for your guy, because he's your guy.
Nah,
well,
stupid.
And this because someone might drive by your house and be like, That's a mighty fine sign in a mighty fine yard. I'm going to vote for that guy.
I'm driving around these days, and all I see in everybody's yard is the I Heart Ferguson signs that everybody's putting up.
There's somebody off of Shackelford that loves to put up little Jesus signs out in front of their yard about how we're all going to hell.
I got I Heart Ferguson signs all over the place. And every time I see one of those, I just know it's some faggy white person with their dick and balls tucked between their legs going, oh, guys, if shit hits the fan, please don't come loot me. Look, I Heart Ferguson. Fucking pussies.
Yeah, that's the anti-loot sign that you're going to put out around in front of your house.
Pick up all the I Heart Ferguson signs. Get one of these. This guy's my hero.
See, that's how you keep your shit from getting took.
They valued all the stuff that he sold at like $1,200 for those stupid-ass signs.
200 signs is $1,200?
$1,200, yeah.
Bullshit.
Signs they give away for free. You know, if those signs are worth $1,200, I would consider that like a bribe, some kind of like payola. Do the math on that. Somebody get a calculator. What's 244 divided by 1,200. How much are they charging per sign?
$5.
Not right.
No, it's not.
I mean, I'm thinking of it like I got the numbers up in my head. It's not even close to $5.
Well, it's like six.
Yeah.
That's not the street value of the signs, though. That's a lot more.
What did you say? 244 divided by 1,200?
Yeah.
Except you want to do it the other way. 1,200 divided by 244.
Doing math on the podcast. How many podcasts do math, motherfuckers? Why we're the best.
$4.91.
Bam.
Napier fucking is the man.
Butterflies in the sky. I can fly twice as high.
So did Mandy make a joke about putting duct tape on penises yet?
Hey, Mike, would you make a wiener sock out of duct tape?
Mike, you know what we are? We're winners. Okay, we're going places.
We're awesome and we're telling great jokes tonight, okay?
Guys.
Did you hear that one about the wiener sock with duct tape? That was a good one.
Jokes why we're the best.
We are the best.
Hey, Mike, do you remember when Mandy referenced that joke that I made? It was great.
It would not...
See, like bringing back the callbacks like that?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can touch us when it comes to callbacks in podcasts.
Mandy, were you going to ask if it would keep your penis erect, even if you didn't want it to be?
Well, I thought maybe it'd keep it, like, perkier, like how Halle Berry said she has nice tits because she always wears a bra.
Oh, no, you got to put a rubber band on it, on your ding-dong.
That's not a real thing.
As tight as you can.
The putting on keeping a bra on them to keep them perky, that's not a real thing.
That's what Halle Berry said. She has nice tits.
They're very perky when Halle Berry.
Fuck Halle Berry and anybody who looks like Halle Berry.
I concur.
Oh, them.
Yes.
Quote, unquote, them.
Indeed.
You know, Mandy, in order to keep your man's penis hard, you got to hit it with a rubber band.
Well, what you were saying about putting the rubber band on the penis seems like a really bad idea because around here, you all know that I live in farm country, ranch country. And the way that they get, you know, when they get the lamb's long tails to fall off, they put a rubber band around it, and that's how they get the lamb tails to fall off. So you're going to make your penis fall off if you do that.
That's how they take balls off of cows. They tie the fucking rubber band as tight as they can around it till it just cuts off all circulation and it's over.
Yeah, all right, it takes a while, but then pretty soon it just falls off.
In retrospect, $4.92 is pretty close to $5, okay? I concede on that one. On that point, you guys win.
Do you concede that Unfit for FM is good friends?
No, they're shitty. And since they've come back from hiatus, I haven't listened to most of their shows.
But you have listened to some of them.
I haven't.
Michael Moore.
The last one I listened to, Brian did a whole 2-hour show about how he doesn't listen to our show. That was their show, Napier. They did a whole episode about how they don't listen to our show. Who does that? Why is that a thing? Why would anyone listen to that except me and be entertained by it? I mean, why would anybody go, oh, this is hilarious how Brian doesn't listen to a podcast? Who gives a fuck what podcasts you listen to?
Why are you bitching?
Do a show!
Why are you bitching about his free advertisement?
Talk about Batman or The Flash or whatever stupid shit you're going to talk about.
Mr. Who.
I like Batman.
Yeah, me too.
He didn't go to 7 years of Who school to be called Mr. He's a doctor. He's a goddamn doctor.
Dr. Mr. Who.
They announced a whole bunch of Marvel movies, guys. Did you see that?
Doctor Strange!
Yeah.
He's a stranger!
And Miss Marvel is apparently not going to have as big of titties as she does in the comic books.
That's fucking bullshit, too, because her tits in the comic books are great.
I read this gigantic long article about how it was time that Marvel breaks ground and casts a black character in the role of a white comic book character.
Oh, you mean Samuel like that Jackson. Shitty Fantastic Four movie that's coming up
which
with that
they already
Michael
did.
B. Jordan?
Yeah. And Michael Clark Duncan was Kingpin.
Yep.
And Samuel L. Jackson is Nick Fury, who is a white guy.
That was actually based on an offshoot where Nick Fury is a black guy.
Yeah, Nick Fury is a white guy. He has gray sideburns.
And an eye patch.
Not in the Ultimate Universe.
So it's already happened. But I'm reading an article about how this is going to be groundbreaking and how they should really, really, really cast Rihanna as Captain Marvel. That was the point of the articles. Because Rihanna did such a great job acting in the...
She was great in Battleship
movie. Oh, my God.
We need to make her a superhero.
Oh, they could get that one lady from Queen of the Damned. What was her name?
No, she's dead.
She's dead.
Aaliyah, yeah, let's get her.
Yeah, no, she's dead.
Oh.
She's dead. Just like Static X guy, also dead. I mean, we kind of glossed over that.
Oh,
before.
We should get Static X guy for.
No, Static X guy's dead. Oh. So I think that we really should break ground and cast James Vanderbeek as the Black Panther.
You want to erase race issues? I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter. You can cast a black guy as Spider-Man. Who cares? We're all one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Don't look at a white character and say that character has to be white.
Mike, I want to kickstart a motion picture where we cast Chris Evans as Martin Luther King in a Martin Luther King biopic.
Guys... James Franco is Shaft.
Ooh.
James Franco Shaft movie. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this. I'll watch that.
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You look at that white comic book character, and if all you see is white, you're racist.
Yeah, Seth Rogen as Fox Brown.
It doesn't matter. Who's the best guy for the part?
Tom Cruise should play back the Black Panther.
Vanderbeek is Black Panther.
No,
we're crossing boundaries. We're going sexes. Seth Rogen is going to be Foxy Brown. We're going to have James Franco as Shaft. There's going to be a crossover.
I'm going to say something with the utmost sincerity right now.
Yeah.
That goddamn James Vanderbeek, he's just fine.
That's true.
He didn't get a fair shot.
No, he didn't.
Put James Vanderbeek in stuff.
Can Andy Dick play Catwoman?
Your laugh.
I know. That Varsity Blues movie was fine. It was kind of goofy. But how come Vanderbeek didn't get a fair shot after that? That movie was a cult classic.
Yep.
Fucking Varsity Blues on TV all the time. Wasn't how come there ain't more Vanderbeek movies, Napier?
He had his own television show.
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't his. That was that Ritter chick's.
Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah, he played himself.
He was delightful in that show.
He was absolutely delightful. He was great in that show. You know what? Might catch some shit for saying this. That Apartment 23 show? Pretty goddamn funny.
No. It was amazing. I loved it.
It was a good show.
I didn't like it.
And the main broad in that was in that movie where she had to blow a guy at a fast food restaurant because she tried to steal something.
Cool.
She was also that Pinkman's girlfriend that overdosed on all the drugs that Walter White was all like, fuck you, in Breaking Bad.
Right. Jack Black is Malcolm X. That's what Anchor's saying in the chat room.
I would wear my French maid outfit for that lady.
That's Melissa McCarthy is Nelson Mandela. See, Anchor's coming out with some good jokes. That Anchor, he's a good egg.
We're breaking ground.
I thought you didn't like Anchor.
That's my Selfie co-host. How dare you?
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Selfie.
What'd you think?
It wasn't very good.
No.
That's bullshit.
I don't want to be a part of the Selfie podcast because I don't want to watch any more episodes.
Who invited
of
you,
Selfie.
First of all?
I guess nobody did they? I mean, if you do an episode on the first episode, I guess I can be like the counterpoint. But I wasn't really all that impressed.
I want to see a television show based off of Tourette's guy.
Guys, now that I'm calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you?
Got the demon out of you.
Have you?
Guys, did you see the gal who decided to kill herself because she was given like 6 months to live?
She's dead now, right?
She killed herself. I mean, what do you think about all that?
I think she had brain cancer and wanted to...
Well, it's a hot-button issue right now, and we should talk about hot-button issues because we're a topical podcast.
I think the only reason it's a hot-button issue is because the lady in question was not ugly.
She was kind of attractive.
Yeah, if she was...
if she was some fucking toothless hillbilly woman, nobody would give a shit.
No, this wouldn't have even made the local paper. Crazy cat lady with syphilis in her brain offs herself. So nobody gives a shit.
Guys, I think Mandy like conks out on Ambien, we need to get some more
bitch
Mandy. Don't you think we need to engage Mandy more, because I think this is gold that we're just letting by the wayside.
So we just need to goad her.
Mandy.
Yes.
How you doing over there?
I'm not too bad. I'm cruising the Ambien train ride.
Yeah.
Wave.
Have you met the Ambien walrus yet?
Not yet.
Hi,
I don't think
Mandy.
I'm far enough into my trip.
It's me, the Ambien walrus.
No, that's
so good.
What do walruses do?
You have such a glossy tusk, Ambien walrus.
Your beard's so pretty.
Are you
what
the Ambien walrus?
I am.
Okay, talk to Mandy as the Ambien
You're
walrus.
Being so pretty.
You're being so pretty.
Oh, this is a beautiful dream.
Are you the Ambien penguin? Oh, hello.
Are we all going to be Ambien animals?
Yes.
I want to be an Ambien zebra.
Hey, Mandy. I'm the Ambien wolverine.
Oh, God. That was a nightmare.
Oh, wow. You know what, drunk? That's why we're the best.
See,
hey, did you
we
hear
bring
that impression
it.
That he just did?
Oh,
what's up?
You know what? There isn't any other podcast out there doing impressions of Wolverine.
Especially not Ambien Wolverine.
That's right.
Roar, I'm Ambien Freddie Mercury.
We're just going to bring them all out. Travis, what do you got?
Hey, it's me, Ambien ice cream truck driver. Don't break my headlights, yo.
Kind of sounds like Ambien Krusty the Clown.
Yeah.
Is Ambien truck driver from Midwest or the Northwest?
Come try my Krusty burgers.
That sounds sexy.
We should take the next 10 minutes of the show and dedicate it to how much Anchor fulfills our life dreams.
Remember that impression I did of that one comedian guy that time? Now I'm Ambien comedian guy. Hey!
It's Ambien Benny.
What's the deal with all this Ambien?
What was that guy's name?
You know, it's you remember that pickup line that, like, you know, you say something mean about a girl so that, like, she remembers you?
Hey, your face is so disgusting it looks like you fell from heaven.
Right, yeah, something like that. Like you
right onto your ugly fucking...
You throw them a compliment, but it's like in like a really, really negative thing. That's the unfit for FM compliment.
Oh, you guys, I have a story for this.
Oh.
The other day, Kyle told me, I said something about my fat. I was like, I said even my face is getting fat, and he goes, "No, babe, your face is the least fat part of you." Got a real way with words. Oh, Mr. Weaver.
That's a fucking sweet, sweet man right there.
Swoon. Oh, take me now,
that's
Kyle.
That's fucking awesome.
Are you going to remember that, Travis? Are you going to use that yourself?
Yeah, that's so great. Did you instantly put on your maid costume?
Let me just slip off my pants.
Let me clean this up for you. That is hilarious.
If I was a lady, that would have instantly wetted my vagina.
I wish we could talk to that Kyle guy more often, because I really dig him.
Oh, he's a butthole. One time he told me, he said that our barbecue sauce was thick and spicy, just like you, babe. That's how I like my women. Well, thanks. Are you saying I'm thick then? Thanks for that.
And spicy.
And spicy, though, so that's a good thing.
You know what else is thick and spicy?
Jizz?
Drunk's tusks.
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay.
Walrus, yes.
Mike, I can't wait for that movie to show up on torrents, you guys.
Drunk Walrus?
Andrew Dice Clay. Anchor in the chat said, "Hey, I'm ambient Andrew Dice Clay. Whoa!"
That's really good.
Hear that and more every Monday on the Furnacast, you guys.
7 p.m. Central?
PM 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m.
Is there like 400 people in the mountains?
What time
there
is that in Malaysia? There are
5,000 people in this here town. But the town we grew up in has 311.
Ooh. Cows?
People, and the cows are numerous.
I was about to say, it probably more than 311 cows in that town.
Excuse me?
Sounds like a place
Travis,
I'd like to move. Yes?
We talked about the Marvel thing, but we didn't get into who your dream casting would be. I mean, other than Vanderbeek as the Black Panther. I mean, like, Doctor Strange. Throw it out there. Who's Doctor Strange, Travis? Who's your dream casting?
Originally, I thought that when they were talking about Johnny Depp as Doctor Strange, if you could imagine Johnny Depp not doing anything else ever, and then sticking him in there, I think Johnny Depp would be a great Doctor Strange.
Johnny Depp, dressed like
Secret Window. Johnny Depp, like that long stringy hair.
Isn't Doctor Strange and Tony Stark very similar?
Yeah, they're very. They're both kind of assholes.
And they both kind of look alike a little bit.
Yeah, they look very similar.
They don't wear the same outfits, obviously.
Yeah, and they're both kind of dickheads, like where they're really conceited and very powerful.
All white people look the same.
And then they're the kind of guys that you're just like, oh my god, pull my hair.
Well, Doctor Strange has like an Asian servant man who.
See,
there's been a handful of times where
it's
been
nerd mode, where like he didn't even notice that.
No, he didn't.
He's like, no, we're taking nerd stuff now. Stop it.
You fucking ass.
Serious.
No, you innuendo succubus. You can't
Travis
do this.
Tried to soldier on there because he's like, no, we're not diverting from this. No, keep going, Travis. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Doctor Strange has got like an Asian butler, like an Alfred, but it's more like a Robin to his Batman, where it's
so it's
like,
kind of like a green Hornet.
Green Hornet, Kato, yeah, where you're
right,
not...
Right, and so that you could have sexual fantasies where you have a threesome with them.
Well, but that's kind of what it's like, is like you're not always sure how Doctor Strange approaches his Asian sidekick after the lights go down, you know what I mean?
His Asian sidekick cups the balls during sex.
He's not.
He does handle a lot of his magician tools, so...
He's still going.
What's so Rob point? Schneider as Doctor Strange's Asian manservant.
He's played Asian before.
Yeah, he has.
Right. He can do anything. That Rob Schneider...
He's done Mexican before, too, yeah.
Yeah, he's an undervalued talent.
Did you know that Rob Schneider's Filipino?
That's a good joke, Mike.
I know.
Mike, we're doing great things tonight.
I know, guys. We're on fire. The Rob Schneider bit, people are going to be talking about that for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time that we said that
you
thing
guys,
about Rob Schneider?
If you had an Asian sidekick, would you want him to, like, okay, A, put his finger in your butt while you're doing a lady, B, just watch while you're doing a lady, or C, cup your balls while you're doing a lady?
By just watch, do you mean having a video camera in his hand?
I just thought maybe he would jerk it
once. Can he cry and scream, "No, Mr. Man, don't burn down my village"?
Maybe. If that's what you're into. He's your sidekick. He does what he tells him to.
I really can't get off unless somebody's crying.
Can my Asian butler be played by Stacey Keach?
Stacey Keach isn't Asian.
Weren't we just talking about not breaking down walls? Or breaking down all the walls or something like that?
So Asian sidekicks don't necessarily need to be Asian.
Right.
Mike, why are you putting up all these glass ceilings?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I just need to break all the walls down. All of them.
Like Berlin.
Like Berlin. We're just going to be one big country. The country of the wheelbarrow full of dicks. We're going to dominate the earth because we are the best. You other podcasters, you're not the best. We are.
Listen to our crazy rap skills.
I know. Did you guys hear the show we just did? It was fucking epic. Do you guys remember that thing that Travis said about Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Being played by Johnny Depp? Nobody's talking about Doctor Strange being played by Johnny Depp.
I hear somebody vaping. Is Travis vaping?
So, Mandy, can I ask you a question?
Please, please.
What did you learn today?
I learned that you will see different kinds of animals when you're tripping on Ambien. Nice. And some of those animals will scare you, so maybe it's best to stay off the drugs. What did you learn today?
I learned that Mike is a salty dog and that he does not like Unfit for FM.
I do like Unfit for... I like Anchor.
But not Brian.
No, fuck Brian. Napier, what did you learn?
That women over the age of 45 are no longer masturbate material.
It's kind of sad.
Oh, I also learned that I'm going to teach my 5-year-old how to finger bang his teacher.
No, the 45-year-old broads, I like those. Like, you know, when the mom comes home and like catches like the son and his girlfriend like on her bed, and then like, you know, she says, "Well, I won't tell your dad if you don't," and like she just joins in. That's like become one of my favorite subgenres of pornographies.
They make a lot of those?
Yeah. It's like a whole thing. With the older gal and like the younger gal, and like there's a mix, and like she teaches her. Well, I mean, she was doing fine to begin with, but then like, you know, she gives her lessons on how to do better.
Like she wasn't giving good blowies?
She's got experience. And she's gonna,
she teaches her how to iron the wrinkles out of her labia.
Yeah. Like, this is how you keep from sitting on your lips, sweetie.
Another one. We can clip that one for sure.
Travis, what did you learn?
You remember that time that Mandy said something about wrinkling the irons, or the ironing the wrinkles on the labia?
Yeah, yes.
That was really funny.
Mike, how old do they get when their vaginas just start looking like blown out nutsacks?
How old 34. Do they get when that happens?
Yeah.
34.
I don't think that's necessarily like a age thing. I just think that some gals have the big roast beefy ones.
Roast beef hangers?
Look like an Arby sandwich.
The big Montana.
What do you think about Cthulhu lips on the vagina? Do you think they should get those trimmed?
Cthulhu is all the they got all the
like,
rage.
Is that a thing you can go do? You can go get like some of your excess like vagina meat cut out?
Yeah,
I do. Like, I do that on the weekends.
Yeah, that's Travis's. You know, that's his free time.
Like, if you got like an excess of sack, like if you got a whole lot of sack, can you like go get like a sack tightening?
I would think so. Yeah,
I mean, I charge extra.
I wonder if there's home remedies to like tighten your sack.
There is. It's called scissors.
Yeah, you manually.
Then like your junk will just fall out the hole. No. I'm talking about
you
tightening
your sack. You can
always
sew it back
up
there, bud.
Like if you got a bunch of excess skin or something, like, can't you do some stuff to get rid of it
or
something?
Use a clothespin. Use a clothespin and pin it back.
And then will it eventually just fall off? Weren't you saying something about, like, if you duct tape your wiener, then eventually your wiener will fall off? Can you, like, rubber band some of your sack so that eventually, like, some of your excess sack falls off, and then you got a tighter sack?
That's a good idea, except it could backfire, and you could end up with a hole in your sack, and then your balls would fall right out of the hole.
You know what I hate? Yeah. It's a pet peeve of mine.
Ladies with lots of lips?
It's about internet radio in general.
Yeah.
We're a minute ahead of them. So they're hearing what I'm saying now in a minute.
Yeah.
It's a minute behind. Like, it's a solid minute. So when I see, yeah, Mike, I've been into that too lately in the chat, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, I was called rude, but I don't even know if that was rude.
I mean, why are you rude? Why are you rude, drunk? What did you say a minute ago that made you rude? Do you know?
That's something about pussy lips. 8 minutes ago at this point, but
I just it's a thing of mine. I don't like it.
So we shouldn't watch the chat ever when we're doing the show then?
Going back to podcasting, guys.
I choose to assume that Lisa's into big beefy pussy lips.
Let's just do the show on Tuesday next week. Fuck it.
Do you think Lisa likes really beefy lips on broads?
What she likes. She likes big, meaty vaginas.
Yeah, beefy cheddars.
That looks like the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah.
2 for $5, beefy cheddars.
You know what I like to do with those? I like to blow into them.
Nom, 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 beefy cheddars.
We're having an Arby's night.
Hey, it's me, Mandy. Your elephant. Your ambient elephant. I see you're coming closer to me. You should probably lay down. It sounds like you're going to pass out on your keyboard real soon.
No, ambient elephant. I'm wide awake.
We're going to drift off to sleep.
What a mighty trunk you have.
Mandy?
What are you going to do with that trunk?
Are you home by yourself tonight?
I can't reveal that information. There's people who...
Mandy.
Are you going to rub one out?
You're home by yourself tonight?
No!
Are you home by yourself tonight?
Just flick that bean.
Are you all by yourself?
Mandy, just give it a try.
Come and help and water your plants. By plants, I mean your bush.
Is this a...
I just called in.
Hold on. We could do this better. Because we're the best. Wait, we have another caller. Boop, boop, boop. Caller, you're on the line.
I just called in because I was wanting to talk to Mandy. And I heard that she maybe be home alone, and I wanted to help her trim her bushes. And you know what I mean by that, right?
Of course I do.
Bye.
Can I help you trim your bushes, or can I wear your skin as a suit?
Wait, okay. Where are you calling from, caller?
I can't tell you where I'm calling from because there's people looking for me. but I just want Mandy to know that I'm her biggest fan.
Mandy?
Thank you, that's so sweet.
Mandy, are you wearing headphones right now, or are you just listening to us on the speaker?
She's listening to it on headphones.
How do you know that, caller?
I'm outside her house, and I do know she's alone, but I didn't want to presume, you know?
My God!
Mandy, is your front door locked?
That's freaking great. Now all the serial killers that have been waiting to kill me all these years...
Her front door was locked, but I got a kit on the internet, so it's up for a debate on whether it's locked now or not.
You know, the Walmart now, they have those easy key machines mm-hmm. out in front of their stores where you could, like, make a spare key in a minute. That doesn't seem safe.
No.
It seems like, you know, hey, can I borrow your... I left my phone in the car, and, like, you run out and make a spare key to somebody's, you know, whole house and stuff. I don't like that. But, oh, I'm sorry. We were talking... Caller, are you still there? Mandy?
Yes?
I traced the call.
It's coming from inside your house.
Drunk. I was trying to build suspense. And you fucking ruined it.
Sorry. I was just so excited.
Drunk. You're trying to ruin our show.
Hey, Mike.
But it'll be way harder than that. Okay? You're going to have to try way harder to ruin this show.
Like
last week.
Like last week.
Napier ruining our show.
Last week either was not, a fucking masterpiece.
Either not showing up or losing internet connection. That's how I fucked the show up.
I particularly enjoyed the part where I was on the show.
Look, guys, we were going to wrap up, but I pulled the clip of the Chris Break show talking to the guy who stood us up.
Yeah.
And I took the time to pull the clip, and so we're going to talk about it. And so if you guys have somewhere to be, I'm fucking sorry. Okay? That's just something we're all going to have to deal with.
Did you ever have lady friends in high school that you know, said you weren't going to be their man friend anymore, and so you took clips of their show and put it on our show?
I was given permission to play it, Napier.
Okay.
All right, well, let's hear it.
He encouraged that I play it. So, we talked last week. If we have a new listener,
we don't.
Let's just say, if there's a new listener that didn't listen last week and is now
thanks for listening, Michelle.
Hey, new listener, thank you. Why did you call her Michelle?
You never know.
Yeah, new listener Michelle, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're gonna.
How did we know?
Because
we're that goddamn good.
I was going to say because we're going to go down to her hog farm and stir the trough.
Last week, had the Chris Break Show guys on. We told a story. There was a guy in March that I wanted to interview. And I contacted him and we went back and forth. We set a time and date that we were going to do the interview. Travis, were you on the show at that point?
I was.
You were going to do the interview with me, weren't you?
I believe so.
And Mandy.
It was like right at the beginning of my tenure, I think.
Right. And so this guy emailed me back and forth a couple times. And then at the last minute, he canceled. And I asked him if he wanted to reschedule. And he said that he's busy forever.
So you're like a fat girl on a dating website.
Right. So I was bummed out. And like we did a whole show about, you know, what I would have asked this guy. And actually, I'm going to be honest, I have not listened to the whole interview yet. He sent it to me early, and I should have listened to it, but I haven't yet. I'm going to. I'm excited to hear it because I was interested in this guy's project, but I did skim through it and get to the point where they talked about us, and I was going to play it for you guys so you could hear his response.
Excellent.
Basically, to summarize, and then I'll play it even though I told you. I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Are you going to tell everybody what happens and then play the clip where it shows what happens?
No, that would be stupid.
Oh.
that would be a rookie mistake, and we're no goddamn rookies, Travis.
Professional.
So this isn't our first goat fuck.
No, sir.
The way I heard of you is we are on a radio network called the Radio FUBAR Network, and some friends of ours, they turned us on to you, and because I guess they were really looking forward to interviewing you, and I guess you canceled on them at the very last minute. They were called the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. And
God, I do not remember that. Are you sure that it was that we did we talk, them and me?
He said that they added you. He believes that the reason why was because you added him on Skype, but he had been telling you that because I get the vibe he's embarrassed by his name. Since they're called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I think they wish they could have changed that at
that's
some point.
That's true.
Yeah, he said when he first approached totally you, he said, yeah, the show's called WFOD. Or
it's a terrible
maybe
name.
Even said Radio FUBAR, but then when you he thought when you found out that it was actually stands for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, that maybe you didn't want to be on the show. I wish everybody would understand.
If you listen to any of our jokes, it hasn't.
Hey, there's no such thing as bad publicity when you're trying to get the word out.
Right.
No, I would not have canceled because of that and stuff. I'm not a prude. And no, I mean, I love being on your guys' show, and I've looked at some of your podcasts on your website and stuff. And no, I think that I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. That stuff happens.
Yeah, he said you were busy, and then he asked you, "Well, when would you like to reschedule?" And you said, "I'm busy forever."
That definitely was not me and Steph. I'm wondering if I, you know, I have a couple of producers that work on the movie, obviously, with me, and sometimes one of both of my producers will take care of these things and will intercede for me. I'll say I got this thing, and they'll write.
Quick, Mike, hurry, let's pass the buck.
Pretending to me, but they're acting on my behalf, and so maybe that's what happened. Something like that.
So no bad things happen to us.
Tell the guys, call me back. I'd be happy.
Right, Travis is our
cool. So you, so Mike Moore will finally get his interview on.
That's
not going to have an interview. Full of dicks. All right, you heard it here.
Let's you've got my website, I mean, my email address to absolutely tell me.
He had his shot to be on the number one internet radio station.
Oh, yeah,
show in the world. Because
he was heartbroken. He really was. And he was like, no hard feelings. I understand why the guy, like, he wasn't talking bad or anything.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time, guys.
They have a good voice for radio, you know?
Yeah, those guys. You know what? Everything bad I said about every other show, I don't say about the Chris Brake show. Nice guys.
Because they're amazing.
And they're friends.
Chris Brake emailed me last night and asked me to have a meeting with him. I don't know why.
Does that mean you're a promotion?
I don't know why I would meet with the guys from the Chris Brake show, but I guess we'll see.
A little dinner date?
No, they want to talk on the phone about things.
Well, I mean, if you're eating dinner on the Skypes and they're eating dinner on the Skypes, it's like a dinner date, right?
So, like, I should have a meal with them?
Right.
I should prepare a meal and then sit down on the Skypes and talk?
Some chili dogs or something.
I'm not too familiar with the fellas. We had them on the show. They're on the station.
Seemed like nice guys. Great guys.
Don't know why I'd meet with them. Well, don't know what we have to talk about.
They did
a shitty show. They do a good show. What are they going to learn from me?
Well,
why are we self-deprecating? This is supposed to be the not self-deprecating.
You think that's what it is, Drunk? You think they want to learn from the best?
Yes.
Absolutely. They want to figure out how we got Steve N. Siegels.
Maybe they want to learn how to not call the show in front of us uncured meat.
Guys, I'm gonna give you podcasting lessons. This is like podcasting lesson number one from Mike. This is the new segment I'm going to do where I'm going to teach you, you know, the biz so that maybe one day you can take a shot at the crown.
Is it that we're all friends?
You want to know how I got Steven Seagulls to be on the show?
Shouldn't that be a theme song in front of Mike's podcasting tips?
Napier, sing the theme song for Mike's podcasting tips.
And it's time for Mike's podcasting tips. Do 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 do
do.
Steven Seagulls has a website.
Mm-hmm.
On their website, it's an email address.
It says contact us.
Yep.
Did you?
Click that button. And I emailed them and asked them, hey, you guys want to be on the show? They emailed me back and said yes.
And they were actually fun guests and they were friendly. And they were foreigners.
Mandy, what'd you think of Steven Seagulls?
I thought they were Finnish. And they said Toto. And
you made fun of them.
And I said, finish this. And then I put it at my dick.
The ambient walrus is alive.
Mandy! It's me, the ambient rabbit!
I don't like rabbits. Like, I don't like pretend rabbits. They're creepy.
Mandy! Ah! You want to do a little dance?
No!
It's me, the ambient rabbit!
Run, he's going to try to get into your carrot patch.
I'm late! Mandy! Let's do some hopping!
I don't want to hop.
Hop, 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 you. Hop.
I don't want to hop at you. Hop. I don't want to look at your creepy rabbit.
Hey, guys. It's me. It's the ambient squirrel.
Oh, no.
Hey, ambient rabbit. We should really get Mandy to lay down, don't you think? Mandy, maybe you should go lay down. You should lay down, Mandy. You don't have to do any driving, do you? We're thinking about doing some hibernating, but really, we think you should lay down first. We're concerned about your well-being. Mandy, you don't have to do any driving tonight, do you?
No.
Don't do any driving and don't make any phone calls to any ex-boyfriends.
Mandy, roar, it's me, Ambien Freddie Mercury.
Mandy, let's leave these fools. Get out of here.
Ambien Freddie Mercury goes into a truck stop to get hepatitis.
Oh, Mandy, I thought I told you to lay down a real long time ago.
Mandy! Why'd you put on that French maid costume and come over here and clean my cabinets? Mandy, you should clean your stuff. This is the ambient squirrel again. Listen to the ambient rabbit.
I'm getting scared, you guys.
Oh, no, guys. You shouldn't mess with it, Mandy. She might be in a pretty rough position right now. You should let her rest.
Fuck you! Fuck you, ambient elephant! Mandy's gonna fucking bend over and she's gonna do what the fuck I tell her!
Oh, I don't know about that! I don't know about that, you little squirrel!
Fuck you, elephant! I'll fucking run on your legs! You don't know what the fuck is going on! You're gonna be scared as shit!
I don't know if I get very scared. I don't think I get very scared about squirrels.
Yes, you do. The other day you fell the fuck over and fuck you.
What is going on right now?
Drunk, I just... I want
if
you to
I wait long enough, these two are going to kill each other and Drunk. I'll take care of all my problems.
I want you to think about Travis's wife in the next room.
Probably.
And it, who could just barely hear what's going on. But she hears her grown man husband in the next room.
30 or something.
Having two dueling conversations
with himself. And with a microphone.
Saying, I'm an elephant.
No, I'm a squirrel.
No, I'm an elephant.
No, I'm a squirrel.
I'm a big boy and I can tell this lady what to do.
But you know what, guys? You know what? All of this, what you just heard... That's why we're the best.
That's why we're amazing. We're number one.
Best in the biz.
See you in hell, faggots.
I'll see you in heaven, friends.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so.
Just that. Just generally. That's just what's in there is fat. I think.
I think the ambient squirrel visits people all week long and all month long, and he urges people to maybe take pictures of Flat Drunk for Christmas. #FlatDrunk.